toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Bismillah ir-Rahman ir-Rahim. We invoke infinite compassion, generosity, and mercy, conscious awareness of the needs of all sentient beings. I'll do a meditation to begin with, but let's just sing the invocation. Very brief singing, and then we'll do a meditation, then we'll sing a little bit more. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony and beauty, the only being united with all the position in the body that you can hold still, and one that lets energies pass very freely from the spine at the bottom to the spine at the top. Hold the hands in a way which is energetically harmonious to meditation, whatever mudra or position you feel comfortable with. Be aware of the magnetism between the hands and around the hands, and also around the head and the third eye, and the energy at the base of the spine. Don't let the head tilt forward too much. You want to have the throat relaxed and free, and to be able to draw a fairly straight line from the tip of the crown to the bottom of the spine. We begin this contemplation of life itself by focusing on the thumbnail of your right hand. And be conscious of what you know from science, that there are millions of cells And that these cells each have their own boundaries within this thumbnail. And if they each had their own mind, they might think that they are just doing their individual thing in their own individual lives, but really their role is to make up an entity known as a thumbnail. And the thumbnail to us might seem like it's hard and fixed, but actually all the cells that make up this thumbnail are in constant motion. This seemingly hard and rigid state is actually, in its reality, very fluid, ever-changing, never static. So be aware of the oneness of your thumbnail and also the multitude of life within that one. And we're going to say a wazifa or a name of God, which means life, three times. And we put Yah in front of it. And the name in Arabic is Hay. So as we contemplate this thumbnail and the life therein, three times. Yah Hay. Yah Hay. Yah Hay. Be aware of the hand that carries this thumb and its thumbnail. Feel the miracle of this hand. All of its biological and evolutionary history. When it starts off in the embryo, it's actually more like a flipper. And if you look at the flippers of seals and cetaceans, you see the resemblance of the bones of a hand. So what we think as a human hand is really much, much more than that. But contemplate all the components of this hand. Its fingers, its palm, its joints, its skin, everything on the surface, everything within it, all the tissues, the blood flowing through its veins and arteries, countless cells, each with a life of their own, each with a life force, each with consciousness. Some passing through the hand on their way elsewhere, some residing in this part of the body during their lifespan. Countless entities of life making up this one thing that we call my hand. In it is life. Yahai. Yahai. Yah-hai. Yah-hai. Now be aware now of the whole body that carries this hand. And when one thinks of the whole body, your body, the hand becomes not a one thing, but a component of another one thing. It's part of this body. It's one of the appendages. And there are so many components of this body. They're really countless components. There are the ones that we can name and see. Even those would take quite a while to recite and invoke. Just saying the bones would take a long time. And then there are the trillions of cells, some moving, some residing, some having very short lifespans, some having longer lifespans. Floods of consciousness. And this body that we say is static is never static. This body that we look at in the mirror and say, oh, that's me, in 7 years all these cells will be different. Not one of these cells will remain. So who's you? What is the I that we speak of? What is the my body that we speak of? It's a house for teeming life. Yo-hai. 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 And this body lives somewhere. It lives in a home, within a city or a town. And this city that we live in, we'll say Greater Vancouver, has as many components as the teeming life of our body. These components, such as houses and streets and trees, buildings, all the things that we recognize as being, oh, this is Vancouver. This is where I live. And we look at a dot on the map and say, that's Vancouver, as if it just sits there. But it's never static. This one entity made up of so many millions and millions and millions of components, always changing. Feel the oneness of this place that we live in, and feel within that oneness life's ever-changing multitudinous variety. Yo-hai. 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 And then there is a planet that this city lives on. We think, oh, this city, it's so big. To walk its boundaries would take so long. Now, place that perspective on the globe that we call the planet. Planet Earth. Such a small little cell of all this teeming, beautiful life of this blue planet. Feel for a moment the countless entities which make up this one planet, all with a relationship to each other, all with consciousness, from the smallest amoeba to the greatest whale. Life itself, consciousness itself, making up this one thing. We call it Earth. Yo-hai. 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 Now the solar system, our solar system, not just the 9 planets, or is it 8 now, I guess, and the sun, but so many moons and so many other bits of solidness that float through our solar system, and all the light therein. So many components. And there's the Earth. If we were out at Jupiter, the Earth would look like our thumbnail at best. Probably like the thumbnail or the nail of our little finger. Very small planet. But there it is. So let your consciousness orbit with the solar system and all the life that moves these planets. Feel the happiness of this. It's not just a mental exercise. There is an emotion of this universe. Yo-hai. 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 Just keep going. Now galaxies. Milky Way. We've looked up into the Milky Way. We've looked up into a dark sky and seen, ah, there it is. We're part of this. We're part of these galaxies. But can we even begin to imagine the galaxies that we live in? Very difficult. It's like one of those cells of the thumbnail, imagining all the cells of the body. It couldn't do it. It would be a concept. But it could go beyond the concept and just be aware and believe. Ah, yes. So many countless bits of consciousness making up one life. One galaxy, one set of galaxies, and by extension, through the known and unknown universe, ever expanding, ever being created, never static, rising and falling, dying and birthing, never static. Yahai. Yahai. Yo-hai. Yo-hai. And then go beyond the physical to the worlds of light. And how when we enter into the infinite variety of energy, which is light, waves of light, beyond what we would see with our eyes, we realize that the physical universe is a very, the solid part of the physical universe anyway, very small part of this life that is created by something. Worlds of light. Worlds of beauty. Into one world of light, one world of beauty. Nyo-hai. Yo-hai. 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 Now can you gather it all together from the smallest cell of your thumbnail to the seen and unseen worlds of light and everything in between and see it not as separate. All one conscious being. Here we change the name now to Ahad, oneness. And we'll say this 11 times as we contemplate oneness. Yo-Ahad. 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 Everything and every being is placed in its own place in life. And each is busy carrying out that work which has to be done in the whole scheme of nature.